Ghost World is the first feature film directed by Terry Zwigoff, whose documentary Crumb was about the cartoonist R. Crumb. Zwigoff based Ghost World, a story about alienated teens, on the graphic novel by Daniel Clowes. Zwigoff and Clowes co-wrote the screenplay. Film critic Henry Sheehan has a review.
Ghost World is one of the best films of this sorry, sorry summer. And like its fellow independent Our Song, it's about teenage girls, although white and middle class, rather than black or Latina and poor. Teenage girls are great subjects for movies because they are simultaneously such mistresses of social artifice and exponents of intimacy. Towards the world, they adopt a posture that modulates between indifference and ridicule, attitudes so instinctively honed that they can destroy a male ego with a whisper and a giggle. But alone together, behind a closed bedroom door, all pretense towards cool is abandoned with an honesty before which teenage boys can only cower. Ghost World is about a girl who gets those two poles of behavior all mixed up. Terry Zwigoff's feature is based on a graphic novel series by Daniel Clowes, and both men worked on the screenplay. Their heroine is played by Thora Birch, the young actress from American Beauty, who shows up here with her devastating sulk perfectly preserved. Birch's Enid, along with her best friend Rebecca, played by Scarlett Johansson, have just graduated from high school as the two most angrily alienated kids in their class. At least Enid believes she graduated. As it turns out, she has to take a summer art class to get enough credits for her diploma. This puts a crimp in the girls' plans to get jobs and share an apartment, but Enid seems to have gotten cold feet about it anyway. She has always despised conformity, and getting a job is too much like growing up, code for selling out. For Rebecca, not getting a job is too much like copping out. The two girls are drifting apart at just the moment they expected to be closest together. Here, the two unknowingly experience that rift when Enid visits Rebecca at her job at a chain coffee shop.
I have a decaf mocha to go.
Mm-hmm. One decaf mocha?
Decaf mocha.
Can I get you?
No, I do not want a biscotti with that.
God. Some people are okay, but mostly I just feel like poisoning everybody.
Well, at least the wheelchair guy is entertaining.
He doesn't even need that wheelchair. He's just totally lazy.
That rules.
No, it really doesn't. You'll see. You get totally sick of all the creeps and losers and weirdos.
But those are our people.
Yeah, well... So when are you going to get a job?
I'm working on it. Got a few leads. You know, don't worry about it. I'll get a job next week.
Clowes and Zwigoff show unusual empathy for alienated teenage girls in general and with their prized creation, Enid, in particular. The cartoonist and the documenter of a cartoonist can't help projecting an idealized version of themselves into the movie. Enid takes up a friendship with and comes close to a strange romance with a middle-aged record collector named Seymour. Played by Steve Buscemi in one of the gifted actor's best performances, Seymour is an R. Crumb-like recluse who at first is the victim of one of Enid's cruel practical jokes. But Enid finds Seymour's determination to go his own eccentric way admirable, and soon she's gone from unknown tormentor to very nearly a muse. Zwigoff and Clowes haven't just projected themselves into the movie. They've come up with a mirror figure, too, an art teacher played by Ileana Douglas, who is for self-expression as long as the student's expression coincides with hers. She seems to represent all that's miserably highfalutin to the two cartoon lovers. There are times when Enid threatens to morph from a human being into a ping-pong ball hurtling between Seymour and the teacher. But the filmmakers manage to pull back from the programmatic brink. And Birch is such an intractable embodiment of adolescent pain, resentment, and hope that Enid has a life that's as free from her creators as it turns out to be from her teacher.
Henry Sheehan is film critic for the Orange County Register.